the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. New Jersey state lawmakers are considering a bill that would fine or place in jail parents of a child involved in a public brawl. The proposed law would fine parents up to $1,000 and possible jail time for neglectful supervision. Earlier this year, lawmakers passed a bill that hands down a penalty for inciting a public brawl. Violators face hefty penalties and up to 18 months in prison. The bills follow a violent Memorial Day weekend in Seaside Heights, where more than 70 people were arrested and the boardwalk was temporarily shut down. The Trump administration plans to hold detained migrants at a New Jersey Air Force base.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has told state lawmakers that Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in Burlington County will be used to temporarily house undocumented immigrants. He added this will not affect military training or operations, but didn't say how many detainees would be moved there or when. Newark's Delaney Hall currently houses close to 1,000 immigrants in the country illegally. The news is triggering backlash from Democrats, including Representative Mikey Sherrill, who calls the plan a blatant misuse of one of New Jersey's most critical military assets, reducing it to a stage for political theater. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Today's news brought to you by Team Car Wash. The only thing better than Team Car Wash is a free team car wash. Just text DIRDY, D-I-R-D-Y, to 411365 and get your first car wash free. Message and data rates may apply. As residents impacted by Monday's heavy rains and flooding continue to clean up, organizations like the Salvation Army and American Red Cross are supplying them with food, drinks, clothing, and cleanup kits. Seth Dittmer, the Salvation Army New Jersey's Director of Emergency Disaster Services, says they've been in neighborhoods in Somerset, Union, and Middlesex counties since Tuesday, where the destruction is the worst.
A lot of folks were saying that this was even worse for them than the storm that came with the remnants of Ida back in 2021.
He says they are collecting monetary donations to help with both the short and long-term needs. To donate, go to SalvationArmyNJ.org. NJ115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a sunny weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Unfortunately, the perfect weekend weather I talked about earlier this week has shifted a bit. There is a chance of rain both days this weekend. The most widespread and impactful looks to be on Sunday, and then we dry out. The next threat of stormy weather after that won't be until like next Friday. For tonight, comfortable, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dip into the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, scattered clouds, highs in the lower 80s. It's not a sure thing, but we could see a few showers around. There are a couple of forecast models that even paint some pockets of heavier rain around the southern half of the state, so just keep an eye on the sky. Stay a little bit flexible tomorrow. Sunday's going to be cloudier, more humid, more unsettled. Highs push into the upper 80s. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms centered on the afternoon. Monday, sunny, breezy, and refreshing. Highs in the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Jersey City, it is 80 degrees, Woodbridge 81, Pemberton 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by NJ Diet. Summer's here. It's time to lose that weight. With NJ Diet, you'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 8555-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.